Aidan O'Brien is the trainer, and he's joining us from Ireland on Racing HQ. Thanks for your time, Aidan.
Pleasure, Andrew. Great to talk to you.
Well, you've come down under with a number of stars in recent times. Maybe it's a Caulfield Cup this year. Tell us a little bit about this horse.
Yeah, he's a very straightforward horse. He was a group a one win and 2 year old over 7 furlongs, Andrew. So, we've been very happy with him this year. I think he won a Group 2, a Group 3 at Tacora over a mile and a quarter. He's a good, strong traveller, quick as well, and very, very solid horse. He's a very good mind.
Aidan, we saw him on Saturday there at Caulfield, and he really did lengthen out strong down the straight.
Yeah, no, we were delighted with him. He settled well. He broke quick and settled well and quickened up very well. So we were delighted with his run, really.
Through the years that you've been bringing horses to the Melbourne Spring, have you learnt through the years what horse you do need, like this one?
Yeah, I think you need a good horse you need, but you need a horse that is tactical, that has tactical pace from the gates and then relaxes and can really quicken. I suppose it all adds up to really, you need a good cause.
How do you see barrier two with a horse like him?
Yeah, I think everyone is happy enough with it. He was good from the gate the last day, and he usually is a quick enough breaker. So I think everybody is happy enough with it, Andrew.
Ben Mellum takes the ride, and he rides a great deal for Lloyd Williams, who, of course, is in the ownership of this horse. But he knows Caulfield pretty good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Lloyd is very happy with Ben. And obviously, nobody knows racing better than Lloyd, and a very wise man. And we feel very, very privileged to be involved with Lloyd. And we love listening to him. We're obviously really guided by Lloyd. And Lloyd is very happy with Ben, and he said he's a very good rider.
The relationship, or the friendship, if I can ask you, Aidan, between yourself and Lloyd Williams, we've seen Lloyd buy a number of your horses and race them here and the like over the last sort of decade. Do you talk often?
Yeah, we talk a lot. I would talk to Lloyd a lot. I always look forward to it. And like I said, he's a very wise, clever man. And I would always learn a lot from him. He's been racing a long time, and we would talk a lot, and we would really call Lloyd a very good friend, really, you know. So his experience is obviously second to none in life and business and racing and everything, you know. So we're really delighted that Lloyd has this horse now, and he has the program set out for him, and we were delighted that he ran so well for Lloyd on his first run.
Aidan, can I ask you about the horse? Quite often with the Europeans that we don't see them back up, but this horse has done it in the past?
He has backed up here, Andrew. Obviously, you're never sure. He's travelled a long ways, and he seems to have taken his race well. TJ is very happy with him, and Christopher. So I think everyone is very happy, and I think Lloyd and Nick, I think everyone is very happy with him, I think, really. But obviously, we'll have to wait and see, but I think everybody is very happy.
Can you update us on the other horse that ran on the weekend, the Taj Mahal? Any story coming out of last Saturday?
Yeah, no, Atij is happy with him as well, and Alan that rides him every day is happy, and he thinks that he has woken up from the run. He's a horse that it often suits him to back up fairly quick in his races. He's a relaxed horse, and he think he was a little bit slow to break, but he can be like that, and then he can come out the next time and really sharpen up from it. So we think and hope that he should have improved from the run, and hopefully he will run a much better race the next day.
And do you think that will be the Cox Plate?
I'm not sure. That was originally the plan, obviously. Now it'll be obviously whatever Lloyd will think, what he wants to do. I know that TJ is very happy with him, and Alan since then. So I think it's definitely on the cards, but obviously it'll be whatever Liverpool want to do, really, Andrew.
Understand. I've got to ask you, I know you're at an awards night tonight. You're one shy of this world record for the amount of Group 1 victories in a season or in a year. 25 is that record. You're one shy. If you won the Caulfield Cup, you would equal it. We'd love to see it down under.
Yes, yeah, so listen, it would be unbelievable, Andrew, really. Like, obviously, all those big races, we take one at a time. So, like, obviously, incredibly hard to win. All we can do is our best, really, and take one at a time, really.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Just in summary, this horse going into Saturday, you just feel that he's just a good moving horse that is suited by Caulfield, that he can just run beautifully into his races.
Yeah, listen, Andrew, I think he's a quick breaker usually. He's tactical early. He usually settles well and he usually quickens well. So it will be interesting. I think a flat track should suit him because he is pacey. So, obviously you're never sure, but the lads are very happy with him. Like I said, TJ and Christopher, who rides him, is very happy. So hopefully all going well with him and look forward to seeing him running, really.
Aidan, we thank you for your time. As I say, I know you're at an awards function, but we thank you for being a part of our show, and good luck on Saturday. It'll be a great moment if you can equal that record here in Australia and then beyond that for the rest of the year. Good luck.
Yeah, appreciate it, Andrew. Thanks very much.
Aidan O'Brien joining us there from Ireland. And as I said in the introduction, Johannes Vermeer has been 6 into a clear favourite now with Tab Fixed Odds at $4.80. You heard from Ben Mellum on the Big Sports Breakfast. He's confident as well, particularly after drawing Barrier 2, that with that tactical speed, the horse is ready to go on the weekend.